This is program number LW2687. Well, now, tell me. Tell me what it is in your character that you believe is your strongest point. Ever thought about it? Hi, this is Larry West. Is it courage? Honesty? Is it your ability to carry things through with a firm decision? What is it you honestly believe is your greatest strength? You might have heard of the famous military leader, General Curtis LeMay. General LeMay was known for his determination to get things done. Yet he was also known for his being bullheaded. There was an occasion one time when he sat in what was called a flying boxcar, carelessly puffing on a cigar. There was a young officer in the group who didn't know the general as well as the others did, who saw what he was doing. He turned to another fellow and said, "What does he think he's doing? Doesn't he know this plane is a fire trap? With him smoking, it could blow up." The other officer responded by saying, "It wouldn't dare." Well, you know, in any age of weak-willed men, it is refreshing to find decisive people. It seems that even if a man is wrong, he is still respected if he is courageous in his mind, in his own stand. It's not seen too often. There are more men who are like small bushes that sway in the wind than there are men who stand firm like a giant redwood. That's why things like truth and virtue, integrity and honesty suffer. Men respond more to pressure than they do to real conviction. It is refreshing to find a real decisive person, one who has made up his mind, and he stands there. It is true that it becomes bad if he stands firmly for the wrong, but he is to be respected for standing. Yet for a person to be able to stand firmly on his convictions, he's got to be able to defend what he believes. You know, there are a lot of people who decide they're going to stand for something just because they want to be known for being able to make a decision and keep it. So they turn and stand, when all of a sudden someone comes along and challenges their stand, and because they didn't examine it, they didn't count the cost or deeply consider why they chose to stand there, then they melt like hot butter. For a person to really stand on his convictions, he's got to know why he's there. There was a man named John in the Bible. Jesus Christ talked about him one day to a crowd of people when he asked them, "What did you go out into the desert to see, a reed swayed by the wind?" Then he went ahead to say that John was not like a small bush that would bend with the wind. He was like a strong oak tree, firmly standing on his convictions. Jesus said about John that among all men, there has not anyone been greater than John. Yet, you know why John was so strong on his convictions, so courageous, so decisive? It was because John knew where he stood and why. By that I mean that John studied the Scriptures, the Bible, and as a result, he told the people exactly the truth about them. I mean, John was strong. He was a man of courage and conviction, not because he just wanted to be a man of courage and conviction, but because he had something to be courageous about. He knew where he stood. He knew why he stood there. I mean, he could defend truth. It's something to think about. His influence as he followed Christ grew in the lives of other people. They became courageous, strongly dedicated, a strongly dedicated group of people standing for the right and knowing why they stood there. I mean, the Bible says that because of their courageous stand, other people, those who were weak-willed and indecisive, did not dare join up with them. Why? Well, it was obvious. Everyone respects courage. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, inspired word for word. I hold the hope of heaven and the fear of a real hell. My faith is in Jesus Christ, and I have reasons why I stand so firmly. Maybe you'd like to know the whys of Christianity so that you can stand there too. I have a Bible study course called For God So Loved You. I think it will help. Write me for it. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.